When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach to Sandy, Water to Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 139 of Beach to Sandy, Water to Wet. We are recording this well in advance. Is this the earliest we've ever recorded?
Maybe, actually, yeah, because this is not coming out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, Zanny's going on vacay.
Yep.
I'm going nowhere, and we are just...
But when this comes out...
You'll be back, right?
Yeah, about, yeah.
I should be back. Wow. Well... It's been a fun 3 weeks apart, I assume. I am presuming it was a great time to be across the country from one another.
Yes. Well, and actually, it's somewhat relevant because on my way back, I'll probably be stopping at some truck stops.
Wow. What a cool segue that was. I forgot you were driving.
Well, I'm flying out and then driving back because I'm getting picked up by our family. I'm having a one-way flight to New York City, spending time in New York.
Sorry, let me write a little quick ditty about that. That sounds like a new... Like,
a one-way flight to New York City.
It sounds like it needs to be a pop song or
and
something.
And then 10 days later, getting picked up by my family, and they're taking me home.
That part's
so
less catchy.
It sounds like I failed at what
Verse
I was trying to do.
Verse 2 doesn't work quite out so
no,
well.
So I'm going to New York and Baltimore, and then just Baltimore for a few days after that, and then... getting picked up by the family, and we're going to probably spend a couple days in the area, like East Coast somewhere, and then drive on back.
How fun.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a great time. I'll be home.
Okay. You have fun.
Thinking about life.
Yeah.
Thinking about everything.
What you're missing out on.
What I'm missing in the world.
Yeah.
Until then... We can talk about truck stops. Do we know who sent this in?
No, I came prepared last week.
Through the magic of the pause button, which we only recently discovered, much to all of your chagrin, I was able to find it. And it is a theme from Jay, but not really, because Jay didn't mean for it to be a theme.
Oh, it was meant
to be
a challenge.
No, they just sent something,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
And
well,
it said
indirectly, Jay,
truck
guess.
Stop. Flying Jay is what I call him. I don't even know who it is. So, Jay, I don't even know if those are your proper pronouns. I apologize. I just remember that Jay is the only letter.
Wow, you came prepared.
I thought I did, and then suddenly it unraveled right before my eyes.
Do you have the challenge? Do you know what our challenge is today?
I did. I have the challenge.
I know that.
Oh, okay.
That's why I didn't come prepared for that.
Okay, the challenge was given by you. But was it also given by someone else? Let me pause. And we're back. And fittingly, Alexander figured it out. It was from Grace. So thank you, Grace. And the challenge was to find... I said fittingly, and then I didn't even say what the challenge was. The challenge was to find a review of a place of worship where the reviewer thought it was a different religion. So we have that, and we have truck stops. What a combo. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to?
I'll hop in here.
All right.
Maybe I should take over for a
really?
Moment.
Really? I thought I was doing really
is that
well.
Okay with you? Here, we're doing our best. Here is a review.
I didn't say that. Okay, jeez. Okay.
I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt because I know I'm doing my best.
All right.
This is a review of Newell Truck Plaza in Newton, Kansas. This is 1 star by Tony. Wanted to try the German sausage at the trucker bar. $9.29. They needed my full half-hour break to serve me a plate with a little kind of bratwurst. Nothing German at all about it. 2 eggs and some hash browns. And when I wanted to pay, nobody took notice. All in all, horror. End of review.
If that's what you call horror, yeah. You've had a
Also, I didn't know.
Charmed life.
I'm kind of surprised that this person says they got a bratwurst and then said there's nothing German about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think they meant because it was small. But like, isn't a Vienna sausage also really small, which I guess isn't
would that be
a German thing, but
it would be either Austrian or neither.
Yeah.
But no, they got a they said they got something that's like a bratwurst and they're like, that's not German at all. But what, of course the bratwurst is German. I don't understand.
What did they
Are
order?
Are we on a different page here, you and I?
No, I think I get it.
They ordered, quote, the German sausage.
So then they got a bratwurst and were like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, they're like, this isn't German.
I thought they meant because it was so small and they were like, it wasn't even German. Okay. Yeah,
they just said nothing German about it, even though it
also $9. Well, at first I thought $9 for a German sausage. But
sausage,
then,
two eggs, and some hash browns.
Yeah, I was like, you get a whole meal with it. It's not like they just rolled one onto a plate.
Yep.
I don't know.
Regardless, I don't think you really should be criticizing the sausages at the Newell Truck Plaza in Newton, Kansas.
That was the first sentence that, I mean, I think I just blurted out because I couldn't contain myself, my reaction when you said, I wanted to try the sausage at the truck stop.
I guess, if you're driving a truck, there are only so many places you can stop to eat with that truck.
And yeah, if you're tired of Wendy's or whatever.
You want to get something.
You probably can't stop at Wendy's, huh?
Well, you park your truck. So, yeah, I'm sure.
We're going to get a lot of emails in this episode.
Yeah. We clearly know so much about truck driving. I do follow some truck drivers on TikTok, which is one of my favorite things to do. Yes, they're really great.
I feel like that would be a cool corner of TikTok to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should look into that.
Thank you. I am cool.
That's not what I said. So I have an email here from Emily who says, here's some reviews I found about the Iowa 80 truck stop, which is apparently the world's largest truck stop.
Wow.
And this review
sounds stressful.
Oh,
like if this were like world's largest rocking chair, I'd be like, oh yay, that sounds like a fun visit. World's largest truck stop, I'm stressed and I want to stay very far away from
Think
it.
Think about how many potential there's just a lot of potential things that could go awry.
It's just too many things for me. If it's one large thing, that's different, but if a large truck stop, that means more people,
more showers,
sure.
You know, more sure. Sausages, just a lot. So this person has
my two greatest fears, I guess.
Showers and
here I
sausage.
Am saying it's just too much stuff, and the two things you come up with are sausage and showers.
He hisses whenever it's like rabies, like whenever water comes near or meat. He's a vegan with rabies.
That's true.
That sounds like a fun riddle. A vegan with rabies is the answer. Okay, this is a 3-star review, and it's by a reviewer with like a ridiculous Texas name, so I'm not gonna say it, but I'm gonna call them Texas Gal. And
okay,
that gives
a ridiculous Texas name. Is it a name that you just associate with someone from Texas?
No, like she put like some
yeehaw howdy,
something like that. It's like she put some like sass into it, and I'm like, I'm just gonna call her Texas Gal, so I don't
10 gallon heidi ho howdy lass.
10 gallon howdy ho instead of heidi ho, get it? 10 gallon howdy ho lass is actually, how did you figure that out? That's amazing.
Thank you.
This is a 3-star review by 10 gallon howdy ho lass.
Perfect.
Fucking stupid. So we had an issue with the shower last night. The hot water surged and literally scalded my husband. He has blisters on his scalp and back, and the unprofessional way the situation was handled last night. We came in and spoke to Scott this morning. He was great and he put us in contact with his boss. We were assured that this would be handled and expect it to be. On a second note, we own a small trucking company. We wanted to get 2 hats made. First off, the girl behind the counter was a rude little beep. It just is a bunch of asterisks.
Okay. I was going to say, since when do we censor ourselves here?
I'm not censoring anybody.
Okay.
I want to make that very clear, haters. I'm not censoring anybody. I'm just saying it says a bunch of stars, and I'm assuming it says biatch, but
uh-oh,
I'm not
uh-oh.
Sure. Was a rude little beep. We were informed that our company logo could not be printed. Do you have a... Oh, wait. Let me read the name of it, and then you can guess why.
Uh-oh.
The company name is Southern Pits Express, LLC.
Is it just an armpit?
I'm sorry. This is extremely
very
inappropriate,
hairy
ma'am.
Armpit.
We cannot print this on an embroidery machine.
So, Southern Pits?
Yeah, P-I-T-T-S. I don't know why it's called that, but...
Oh, my next guess was something about... A peach pit.
No, it's it doesn't really have to do much with
an eagle ripping someone's throat open or something.
Well, no.
Really dramatic.
Not quite. Our logo contains a Confederate battle flag.
Jesus Christ.
We were also informed that we could not use the Mississippi state flag either. Does that have the Confederate flag in it?
It used to. I think they recently changed it.
So she's saying, oh, this was a loophole I found was to use the Mississippi flag. Yeah. And then they said no. Okay.
So basically, it's not about their actual logo. It's they really just want
to... They don't want to print the Confederate flag.
Yeah. Well, and no, but this person, they're upset that they can't use the battle flag specifically because if they're willing to change their logo by adding a Mississippi flag instead of the battle flag...
Right, good point.
That happens to...
Wait, good point. Yeah. It's not like they've already had this logo, like... Do you trademark or patent a logo? I forget.
I don't... Ask our lawyer that we paid money to do that, I suppose.
We did, I think, pay someone to do that.
You trademark. I think a patent is more for an idea or an invention.
Like a
which you claim to have many patents, so I'm very surprised that you don't have knowledge of the difference if you claim to have many of both of them.
Well, you didn't even hear what I just said.
You said something about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it's probably disrespectful, so I ignored it.
What are they called?
Who?
A Ruth Bader Ginsburg machine.
Christina, are you serious right now? At first, I thought you were trying to say Funko Pop or something. Like, you're talking about those Rube Goldberg machine. The ones that...
Rube Goldberg.
That have a bunch of steps to
Ruth
them.
Ruth Ginsburg, and Rube Goldberg. Same
thing.
The
fact that... Ruth Bader Ginsburg machine. Oh, my gosh.
So, that's what
Which
I'm saying.
Which is... What I'd be a fan of one of those too.
Thank you.
To be fair, but
I patented
you're
it.
You're very wrong.
Rube Goldberg was already taken.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So point being, you're right. Clearly, they don't have like a set logo already because they're like, well, we'll change it. It's like, well, okay.
we'll just slap on the Mississippi flag instead.
Yeah, we'll like add stuff to it. Yeah,
it makes no sense.
Okay, got it. Here we go. We were informed that our company logo cannot be printed. The company name, which, by the way, I don't see how that's relevant, is Southern Pits Express LLC. Our logo contains a Confederate battle flag. We were also informed that we could not use the Mississippi state flag either. I did explain to my husband that due to the fact that we are from the South, representing our state and our heritage makes us dirty racists. The girl did not dispute nor apologize for the fact that they couldn't help us with order. So evidently, being from Mississippi and from the South makes us dirty racists, and Iowa 80 doesn't want our business. End of review. Like, nobody said that.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, they are saying that, they're telling on themselves right now.
Yeah, like, that's like you should like look inward at why you keep using that phrase that nobody ascribed to you except yourself.
Yeah, they say, oh, we can't use that symbol. Gosh.
I told my husband how dirty of a racist he was. It's like, wait. Are we being serious here? Or
it's like, well, probably. Yeah. Sounds like you both are. Uh-huh.
Do you also like that I didn't give their name and then I immediately told the name of the company? So like, what was the point of that?
But I have no idea. I have no idea. That is wild, though. So at least they are. Okay. I will say this. At least they are actually from Mississippi. And they're not just using.
Are they?
That's what they said, because we're from
Mississippi. Oh, from Mississippi. Yeah, you're
right. So at least that. So I see why they would want to use a Mississippi flag, but maybe now they can use the new one.
Okay, like I looked them up, and they definitely don't have, like their logo does not seem to have a Confederate flag in it, so I don't know where they're coming
up with
this.
They probably just wanted a reason to be upset, and...
They probably just wanted a Confederate flag hat and couldn't get one any other way.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
They had to resort to reaching out to a truck stop to have them make one for them.
No, those are on Amazon. You're right.
I have a feeling there are other ways you can go about getting one of those, especially if you're from Mississippi. I assume that that would be a place where you could buy some. I mean, yep. I've seen them in downtown Nashville.
Yeah.
So.
I went to, remember that time I got in trouble because I found a Snuggie that had an eagle like carrying a Confederate flag, and I put that up on Instagram. Yeah. It was sarcastically,
clearly,
of course.
Sarcastically.
And then these people were like, I can't believe you're sharing the Confederate. And I was like, it's a Snuggie I found in a truck stop. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying,
yeah,
this is my new outfit. Anyway,
let me move on to Montana,
okay,
because we're going to the town pump.
Oh, God.
Sorry. It's called Town Pump Flying J Truck Stop. And who else would hang out there other than Swamp Girl 69?
No.
Who has this to say? One star.
Is that really their name?
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering if you kind of gave a similar
moniker. I couldn't change this one. This one was too perfect.
No, you couldn't, ever.
Plus, it's my own, so it's not like I'm revealing anyone's information because this is my review.
Oh, right. Of course.
Because I am Swamp Girl 69.
That's right. I forgot it. I thought you were Swamp Girl 420, but that's the other one. Okay.
I've grown.
You've evolved.
Now that I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. Here we go. I'm going to read the first half. It's all caps, and I'll just do the first half.
Oh, boy.
They are under construction. This place is confusing. No restrooms. And they have portal pots outside. End of review.
Portal pots. Oh, God.
Remember last week's episode that we recorded an hour ago,
mm-hmm.
When I mentioned all these typos that I'm including?
I don't remember. Whatever you're about to say,
I'm trying to embrace the ones where people clearly make mistakes.
You mean Gwickly?
Like Gwickly and Gwog. and now Portal Pots. Portal
Pots. See, it's a very, very essential aspect of these reviews that you keep that in there.
Yeah. Because this wouldn't be funny if it said porta potties. It might not be funny with portal pots, except
to me. Portal pots is excellent. And I feel if you say it really fast without thinking, it sounds almost like an ice cream, like a portal pop. No, portal pop.
Now, since I know
otter pop,
since I
maybe
know what you're saying,
pops.
Since I know what you're saying, I cannot think of it because I know they're talking about a porta potty, and I know the words are portal pots. So
you're right.
There's no way I can associate with that.
Something
that
yummy.
Was something that goes in my mouth.
No,
so
you're right. Okay, this is another one of that same place. Let's see, the Iowa 80 truck stop from Emily. This is a 3-star review by Jacob. Haven't been yet, but headed that way for the night. Reviewing simply to communicate with drivers, not driving trucks. No, pickups and RVs don't count either. Truck drivers have it bad enough with fighting four-wheelers on the highways, but to have to share a truck stop with you is over the top. Then you have the nerve to leave disparaging reviews. We don't have the luxury of whipping into any store or restaurant we see. We need at least 11 feet wide and 70 foot long parking spaces. Prices are almost always inflated. Guess we can afford it, huh? And then I've got you and your kids on a family road trip in the way, literally. We only have rest and truck stops available. If you have such a problem with truck stop parking, give me a break. And the high prices, guess what? Stop somewhere else. Leave crappy reviews on another locale's info page. It doesn't make you feel welcome at a truck stop? Wonder why? It's not for you. Don't get me started on RVs. Parked where a driver who has been driving 11 hours should be parked, getting his 10 mandated rest break. Rest areas are for you. This place seems so awesome, and to have bad reviews simply because a four-wheeler doesn't get it is a shame. End of review.
How many stars did they give?
3.
Why did they give 5? What? That pisses me off because I kind of agree with them. You know, they're defending this business, complaining about these reviewers that don't understand the purpose of a truck stop. They are being very gatekeepy along the way, but... Sure. Of all things, the gatekeeper.
Portal pots are only for me.
But why give 3 stars? What, you're complaining that other people are giving bad reviews? You give a 3. You know how that's not a good positive review.
It
3 stars.
3 thumbs up. So people apparently are on board with this.
I read plenty of reviews similar to that about truck drivers complaining because they're not getting the truck stop experience that they expect, and mainly because of people like me who love going to truck stops.
Ooh, how quaint. A truck stop.
Not quaint. They're just the best bathrooms. They have the best
showers.
Why. They have the best bathrooms always.
No, I don't use the showers at truck stops. Don't worry, everybody.
Don't worry. Nothing wrong with that. I'd do that.
No, I don't think you're allowed to. I think it's just for truckers.
Well, you just pay money, I thought. Really?
Oh, I thought they were like very clearly.
Excuse you sounded very condescending there.
No, I meant it. No.
I get it now. I
oh
get
my God.
It now.
No.
At the time, I was like, "Yikes, we might need to edit that one out."
Oh God, no! I don't even shower. I haven't showered in 5 days. I just said that earlier before we recorded. No, what I'm saying is like I don't utilize trucker services to my advantage if I have the opportunity to like go to a motel
that
or something.
That makes a lot of sense.
Sorry. That I really...
You're like, don't worry, everybody.
My God, I'm going to get like... I don't know.
We
can you imagine if I got canceled because I said I wouldn't shower at a truck stop, and then I had to go on like an apology tour and say, no, I love showering at truck stops, and it would just be such a mess. Anyway.
Oh my God.
That's not what I meant.
This is only for your YouTube channel.
I was basically talking to Jacob here and saying, like, don't worry, I don't invade your space in that way.
I don't know all the etiquette.
I don't either.
The one thing I do know is Mom would drive, she would commute from Cincinnati to Dayton to teach, and so I was actually going there at the same time. So we'd drive together some days, and we'd stop at the Pilot along the way. And she had her Fillmore is her giant coffee mug. She'd bring it in, get it refilled. But a lot of the truck drivers, how it works is they get tokens. So if they pay enough money, they get free coffee or things like that.
Sure,
so they would use their free coffee on Mom if they didn't drink coffee or had already had a coffee for the day. So she said almost every time she would stop there on the way to work, there would be a driver who kindly offer her a free coffee because they aren't going to use it.
Yeah. Well, and then they saw she was in a Prius outside and were like, forget about it. Give that back. No. She also incidentally used to drive a 18-wheeler.
She did.
Briefly, I believe. But she did. So we could probably ask her about some of this stuff. I'm not really sure.
Some of the etiquette. Because, I don't know.
It does explain why every time we go to like a truck stop or gas station, she starts screaming. Anyone in an RV or pickup truck, she starts screaming like to get out of the way.
Well, also
she's used to that trucker life she used to live. She's like, get out of my way.
Then she realizes she's in her tiny Prius. She's like, oh, never mind. I'm not in my truck anymore.
Sorry, I get lost in the memories sometimes.
I have seen cars and
the
pickup
movie.
Trucks.
Oh,
what?
You said it like I have seen Cars, and I was like, the movie?
Oh, no.
I thought you meant the movie.
Fun fact, I have never seen the movie Cars.
Are you for real?
I'm for real.
I saw it in theaters.
I haven't seen that. Let's get this out of the way. I haven't seen B movie.
Alexander.
There's so many movies that people have been really upset at me for not watching.
Get out.
I've seen that one.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But anyway, so I've seen Cars and pickup trucks parked in the 18-wheeler
like the
long
truck
spots.
Parking. Yeah,
and I can't believe people
that's
do
bad.
That.
That's bad. That's really bad.
The shit like that. I just why?
That's the kind of commentary I meant with the showers. Like,
I don't
take your space.
Yeah, I don't know all the etiquette, but that's clearly something you're not supposed
etiquette.
To be doing.
Yeah.
So anyway,
but so I get it to a point, Jacob. I mean, I think it's wild that you're writing a review on your way. Like he literally said, I'm headed there for the night. I'm writing this to communicate with drivers. Like, nobody's going to communicate with that, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? But maybe we're spreading the word now.
They
but.
Must have just read one too many negative review and they were just so upset. They would basically, they would love our podcast. Although, I do disagree with the whole 3-star
perhaps
thing.
Perhaps not
but
anymore. Maybe, okay. I don't know. This episode might turn them off.
True.
Anyway, your turn.
I have another one of the Town Pump Flying J truck stop. This is also Billings, Montana. This is by Joanne. 1-star. No flag. End of review.
This is what I'm saying. I mean, this is what happened in that last episode where I was talking about Bucky's like not being American or something.
That's when, and I said, I have a review for the next episode like that. That's the one.
Do they just drive around looking for flags?
Yes, Christina. This person, this is one of two reviews.
Oh,
not too many, but one of two reviews
too
that they
many,
left.
I would say.
They left another place, I believe it was also in Montana, a completely different truck
like
stop.
Like a Walmart? Oh.
No, it was a truck stop as well for some reason. And yeah, no other reviews mentioning flags, but they both said no flag, and there are two separate locations.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah, I guess people.
It's
which
exhausting.
Is just weird. Weird.
It
weird,
is.
Weird.
It's like
just
really
a weird thing. Who cares?
Can you imagine though if they went inside and saw they were serving German sausages? They'd probably have a conniption.
No, they probably love that shit. That's the thing. It makes no sense. I don't know. It makes no sense. I don't know.
Wowza.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, Check out Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint, it's the name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
Okay, so I have one more, and I have one more that Emily sent in of the same truck stop, this I-80. Mm-hmm, there were some gems, I'm telling you. So, let's see. This one is from Hank. It's also a 3-star.
Okay.
So, this kind of is just in response to, I guess, everything, all of the above. 3 stars. It's just a truck stop. Get over it. End of review. Amen.
I don't get any of these reviews on both ends. Just
it's like when people say, why are you wasting time, blah blah blah, and it's like, you're the one on the internet, yes, writing a review about it.
Yeah,
like,
you took you time out of your day to do this.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, you're clearly not over it, Hank. Yeah. If you're on here writing reviews about
exactly.
It, yeah, good point. Good point.
But I don't know. But then again, the way we talk and think about German truck stops, we act like they're the most interesting things in the world.
I mean, that's kind of how we talk about Buc-ee's too. Yeah. I'm like, wow, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I bet people are like, oh my God, it's like, yeah, we get it. Yeah. You know, move on. Yeah. I get it.
I think it was Marilyn or Dee who sent, a TikTok, and it was making fun of that whole thing. And it was
the Buc-ee's like outrage.
It was someone going into like a 7-Eleven, but acting like, oh my God, look at these fun American things. And it was like just really basic stuff. So it was that same vibe that I had when I was in Indonesia.
Disposable,
and I was like, wow,
straws.
This stuff is so cool. But there it's just like, oh, this is just our
this
stuff.
This is how we drink water.
Yeah. And then so someone made like a satirical version of someone in an American store doing the same thing that pointed out how
I mean I've seen enough of our cousins and people do, not our cousins but people do that here, and it's actually quite fascinating.
I do that in Germany. Those truck stops are special still. The rest stops
because they literally, you can buy things with your name on them, but
okay,
it's the only place Francisca can and my mom can find things with their names because they're so wild. Yeah. Like they would never be in an American one. Yeah. But they sell, I mean, like every type of thing with your name. It's not just like, oh, keychains. It's like the Little Prince mugs with your name on it. Like it's the most random assortment.
And then all these wild things, like they sell kegs there too.
Yeah,
kegs of alcohol,
of course.
And then giant bottles of wine. Just
they don't sell German sausages, weirdly enough. Just kidding. They definitely
they sell plenty of those.
Ton of those.
Yeah, and they're fun, and they have slot machines.
Yes. it's always a little sad because people are just there playing them forever and ever.
That sums it up. Mm-hmm. But they're fun, and I highly recommend them.
You do have to pay to use the bathroom, but
true. And then you get money back for that you can spend at the rest stop then
for a little cola,
it's like 75 cents or something, for a little cola or a mezzo mix or something.
Mezzo mix.
Yum. Yum, yum, yum. What? Whose turn is it?
Your turn.
Okay. Arrowhead Travel Plaza. This is in Pendleton, Oregon. This is a 1-star review by Catherine. Sorry to hear that the travel center will no longer carry Trump merchandise. Thought this plaza was a fun place to go. Turns out it is biased. Along with agreeing to enforce the world is flat, science, masks do not prevent COVID-19... they actually cause cross-contamination. A spit-covered mask you touch, then touch anything else, is contaminated. Barf emojis. Won't be spending my money there anymore. End of review.
Why are you touching the spit-covered mask you're wearing?
Yeah.
Why is the spit covered?
I think the spit would stay on the inside, so why are you touching
the
inside?
Stop touching it.
I don't think that's how it does. Also, they don't have Trump merchandise. Must be biased. as if they have.
I know, like, it's painful.
Biden merchandise.
Like anti-Trump merchandise. I don't know. Probably not is what I would assume, but.
Oh, yikes. And I love, I was like, thought this was a fun place to go, but now that they specifically don't have Trump merchandise, not fun for me
and
anymore.
And they make me plaster my spitty mask to my own face. I mean, for God's
sake. People are wild.
The spit-covered mask causes cross-contamination. What did they say about flat Earth?
That was the most confusing part.
Yeah, I don't really get that.
Along with agreeing to enforce, I-N-F-O-R-C-E.
Sure.
To enforce the world is flat, comma, science, comma, capital M masks do not prevent COVID-19. So I'm not sure. This sounds a little bit, dare I say, like rambling.
you did dare, which I'm impressed you dared to go there. But
so I'm not sure why they're enforcing both that the world is flat.
Yeah, are they enforcing that behavior too? Like, is that,
I don't know.
And enforcing this truck stop is enforcing science.
It
God forbid.
Makes no sense to me. Makes
well,
no sense.
I do love that these people are just like. First of all, I also like at the beginning. I meant to comment too that she said, "Sad to hear that this place will no longer like." Is there a newsletter that they're subscribed to? Like, how do they even find this out?
They probably went in for their weekly Trump merchandise haul that they wanted, and then there weren't any. And could you imagine the employee at the other end of that having to be asked why the store
probably
no longer
over and
carries
over by lots of people
Trump merchandise, and they have to say probably a million times, "I have no fucking clue. I do not make these decisions.
I make minimum wage here, like, ma'am.
Oh, man.
Stop spitting on me.
Speak
put
to your
manager.
Mask on. It's like, Jesus.
Stop touching your spitty mask. Gross lady. Yep. I'm so annoyed about that. Like, don't make it sound like we're all spitting in our masks, weirdo. You're the only one doing that.
This doesn't.
God. I'm so annoyed.
That's a good point.
And stop touching things.
Yes,
just like you shouldn't be doing that anyway. God. Okay. I don't know why I'm so mad. Like, I didn't think a mask thing could make me mad anymore.
I know. I thought we were. Yeah. I just thought
this
it was
one just got to me.
I just thought it was kind of goofy that they were so upset about this. It was 11 months ago. Who knows? That's why I brought it to the table. It doesn't feel very current. So I thought it was more funny. I mean, it's very sad, obviously, but.
Well, it's sad because, like.
Don't say it. Don't say. I know what you're thinking. Don't say it. Okay. I was thinking the same thing.
This is an email from Laura.
Don't say.
This is an email from Laura, who sent in a review. You're not going to like Laura pretty soon, but for now you will.
I you know, it's weird because I actually like most people who write 1-star reviews. Funny.
No, Laura's the emailer.
Oh, I'm.
I'm just going
to.
Well,
okay. To be fair, I really don't like most of the people who email us.
Right.
So.
To be clear, yeah. We have very strong opinions. No. So Laura emailed me and she emailed us, but I think this is more directed at me. The first, we'll just ease in with a review that she sent. And this is a review of Porky's Truck Stop at South of the Border, which is apparently like a famous place. And it's in South Carolina on I-95. And I guess if you drive down that highway, people stop at it. Cool. So this is a review by Flora. And it's a 1-star review.
Did you say Flora?
Yeah.
Was it sent in by Laura?
Oh. I literally saw FL in the username and just went with Flora.
I took a moment to think, Flora. No, I said Flora and I thought, how the hell did she come up with Flora for a name? And oh, Laura.
Remember that time when we both had the same reviewer back to back and we accidentally figured it out,
that
even
was
though
wild.
We both made up a name for them
that
and
was
just Z?
Then it was just Z.
okay, how about Francis?
Flora was good.
Flora.
I
okay,
was
it's
just
Flora. It's Flora.
Curious.
Flora. You're not going to like Laura soon anyway. So.
Okay. I don't have. Well, okay.
1-star by Flora, a review of South of the Border. So I got a TripAdvisor account just to rate this place. That's how bad it is. So this place looks like the abandoned town in the movie Wax Museum. First of all, the signs hype it up. The signs were the best part of the experience. We stopped at the restaurant by the gas station. Dimly lit, smells like mothballs. I immediately question everyone sitting down's sanity. They had the audacity to walk into this outdated trap and actually order? What? Anyway, I had to take a bathroom break. It was the main reason I was there. The gas station attendant told me it was behind the building. Here's a tip. Pee in a cup in your car. It's a better experience. Trust me. After I hovered the pubic-covered toilet seat and tiptoed through the pee, I went to wash my hands. Two women sitting in folding chairs folding their arms were just chilling in the bathroom. No uniforms. I thought they were homeless.
What is happening?
Anyway, I look at the counter, and there's a tip jar. Eureka! Tips? For what? Which cracks me up, because we were just talking about those German ones. They actually do expect you to tip when they're... But they're very clean. It's like a job.
Yeah.
So I just love... My dream is that these two ladies just show up and sit down and like put a jar out. And
I mean, we should just try that one day.
It's like not a bad idea. I mean, it is a bad idea.
We'll test out. We'll see how much it makes us. And might probably be better zero. Than this gig. Yeah. Oh,
we should at least go somewhere where the bathrooms are clean and it looks like...
Oh, true.
You know what I mean? Anyway, I look at the counter and there's a tip jar. Eureka! Tips? For what? I could urinate in a prison and have a better experience. Totally uncalled for. And the tip jar just added to the experience. Really? A tip jar in a bathroom in the middle of nowhere? And a dirty one at that. Blew my mind. I don't know who owns this joint, but it needs to be cleaned up. So uncalled for. My boyfriend and I ran to our car after a man warned us to get to safety. We ran past the gas station and there was literally feces on the wall. This is my first time ever taking the time out to complain and warn people not to go here. This place needs to be condemned. End of review.
Get to safety.
I know. So that's when I was like, oh, this is a gross review. And then all of a sudden it escalated so quickly to like, we ran to our car past feces covered walls. A man told us to get to safety. I couldn't figure out what happened, but I thought, wow, this really upped the ante here.
Yeah, that took a turn, especially because it was quite... delicately worded earlier with tiptoeing through the pee, hovering.
I feel like it's
over
like
pubic
either a script that's
seat.
Been dropped and they lost a page by accident and we like missed like a whole
that
escalation.
Might be it.
Or like the drama teacher or whoever is like, you really need to work on your build up. Like this just went like from 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. Because I mean, the two women were just chilling, and then all of a sudden, this
in
man
lawn
was like,
chairs, right?
That's yeah, and folding chairs,
folding oh, folding chairs,
folding that, their arms too.
That is an image.
Wow, get to safety. What? Like
they get out of the bathroom, get to safety, and you just run.
And there's feces covered walls.
The man was probably making fun of you for being so freaked out in that place
for like crying in the bathroom or something. Yeah. Anyway,
well, I've done that a lot, but
well, I mean, well, you just have to be more subtle about it.
I'll try.
Okay, your turn.
I don't dislike Laura after that. That was pretty. That was.
Oh, don't worry, we're not there yet.
What? There's more from Laura.
Yeah,
and it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear God.
Sorry, we'll get.
I thought, oh, that wasn't so bad, Laura.
Yeah,
that was a great one. Good job.
No, it's good.
Yeah, I wish I had found that myself. That's the only reason I'm unhappy with you. You found a good one, Laura.
Yep.
Anyway, I hope we don't find anything else out.
Nope.
My next one is of Jubbitt's Truck Stop.
Sure.
Which I thought was I Googled it. And I think it's the only location in Portland, Oregon, or it's just a Portland
You don't
thing.
Say it's not a chain.
Huh?
I said, you don't say it's not a chain called Jubbitt's.
I mean, there's some weird, I don't know. There's some weird ones, but yeah, apparently Jubbitt's, I think it might only have one location. So this is a 1-star by Mallory. I cannot believe the experience I just had at the deli from an employee named Jen. She was violent, rude, and a complete gurk. She refused to...
Oh, wait. Alexander, this can't be happening.
It's happening again.
You're kidding
another
with me.
It's G-E-R-K is how they spelled it. G-E-R... It's a gurk.
This can't be real. There's guag.
Last week we had
Gwickley,
guag and Gwickley.
And now we have gurk?
Uh-huh.
Alexander, what
it's,
is...
It's a thing. I don't know what's going on in the world.
Oh, my God.
Also, when they did employee named Jen...
It was a G-E-N?
They put threes in, not for every E, though. So it was E-M-P-L-O-Y-3-E, and
three
then
e, okay.
N-A-M-3-D, named.
Named.
Yeah.
What?
And then J-3-N-N.
Named Jen Jubbitts. That's why she's so rude. She's the owner's daughter.
Jen Jubbitts. And then spelled violent, V-I-O-L-A-N-T.
Jen Jubbitts.
Violent. She was violent, rude, and a complete gurk. She refused to give me my complimentary drink after I had spent $200 in her establishment. She cussed and called me out. She then kept my money and refused to give it back. My father was a trucker and went to Jubbets since I was a little girl. I've been going for years now. I will never go again. End of review. Response from owner. Mallory.
Jen Jubbets Sr.
Jen Jubbets here. Mallory.
No, senior. I said.
Oh, Jen
Jubbets Sr.
Oh, my Lord.
Jen Jubbets here. Jen Jubbets Sr. here.
Jen Jubbets is not here.
Jen Jubbets Sr. here.
Mallory, the Oregon lottery requires an ID to cash out, and we have this policy posted in our video lottery rooms. We requested you to leave because of your behavior toward our employees who are enforcing this policy. While we try to be accommodating to our customers when we can, we are required to follow Oregon lottery policies, and we do not tolerate behavior that makes our employees feel unsafe. Thank you. End of response.
Wow.
So I like that, standing up for Jen.
But also, like, what you said literally didn't happen, lady. Like, what are you talking
about? Oh, yeah,
about?
It's a completely...
It's just fascinating how they turn these stories into such...
Mm-hmm.
Like, no wonder people are able to kind of build their own worldview. I mean, all of us, but, like, it's amazing how people create, like, a whole narrative that's like, oh, I didn't get my complimentary drink. And they're like, you were, like, harassing an employee about the lottery.
Someone I got into an argument with someone on Reddit, and they make up this whole story about me cheating on my wife with a woman in a bar
in North Carolina. And you were like, I've never been to North Carolina.
I've never been married. I've never been in North Carolina. I don't know what the fuck that was about.
Just bananas.
And they left a 1-star review on the podcast, and it's just a weird smear thing. I don't know why.
It's just like so nonsensical.
And it had nothing to do with the argument either. There was just no reason for it. It wasn't even a joke for the podcast. It was just a 1-star review.
They were
calling
like,
me out
the
for something
thing
that never actually happened,
with?
That never did. Anyway, so yeah, so that's. People are weird.
I mean,
like
also, before I knew this was about the lotto, I really liked the notion that you could just say, oh, she wouldn't give me my complimentary drink. Like, I could be like,
yeah,
she wouldn't give me my complimentary Fritos. And they're like, they're not complimentary. See, like, she's not giving them to me. Like, I feel like you could call anything complimentary and make that argument.
Yeah.
But what, you spent $200 at this gas station, allegedly, gambling, I guess.
I don't know. That's the thing. Yeah. So they wanted, and maybe they want a drink, or I don't know.
What do you mean,
after
lady?
After I spent $200.
I can't imagine the lottery's like, here's a free margarita. You won the lottery. But what do I know about
Oregon? I have no idea how this works.
Jubbets is his own planet.
Yeah, Jubbets.
What do I know?
Fair.
So Laura's back, not to be confused with Flora. And Laura, Alexander, maybe you should get to safety.
I'm so nervous. Christina, why is there feces on your wall?
It just appeared. Alexander, when did I get into this folding chair?
Oh, no. I'm not putting any tips in that filthy
Come
jar.
On.
No.
Okay, so Laura says, I also stumbled across the trucker's report.
No.
I know that Christine loves a good forum, and although it's no cool cruisers, it has a ton of truck stop threads. Hopefully you can get some solid material for the theme. And I was kind of like yesterday, like really tired. I was like, oh, I'll just glance at it. And oh my God, I fell into another rabbit hole. Laura did this to me.
I'm nervous for the lingo.
Well,
we had eek and dear husband and dear wife.
I'm really annoyed we don't have DHDW. Those don't exist here. And it's, here's another.
I'm not trying to be mean to truckers, but when I think of what kind of lingo they'd have like OL, my old lady, things like that.
Yeah, that's what they have. There was definitely old lady talk here.
I love some good old lady talk.
That's what we're all
sign
here for.
sign me up.
That's a Patreon bonus episode, actually. It's called our old lady talk segment. So this is the first forum that came up when I clicked on the link, and it's called Truck Stops Going Downhill by Iron Man Wife.
Pepper Potts? I my Marvel
oh, you mean
knowledge is limited,
you mean
but
Portal Potts.
Portal Potts. Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Here's the first post. Hubby is in truck stop in Ohio. No breakfast food. All the McDonald's. Subways don't open till 11. Toilets are nasty. No paper. They can't find people to work. Soon trucker's gonna stay home too. Response from Jason2407. Yeah, why work? The feds have made it more profitable to stay home and smoke dope and fornicate and live on unemployment or welfare. Sad but true.
You wish you could just stay home, smoke pot, and fornicate, loser.
If it were that profitable,
exactly. Like, everyone wants
that. Yeah, what are you doing, Jason? Then you're an idiot for continuing to drive a truck if it's
so
profitable.
And also don't look down on other people. Maybe look at your employers for, like, what? That makes no sense.
There was, I'm not going to read this whole, it's something I haven't been known to do, but I'm not going to read the whole forum, like, back and forth, but there was somebody who literally said, like, well, and well, to be clear, like, not everybody was on this person's side. Like, there was a varied response to this.
Yeah.
But somebody argued back with him and basically said, like, well, I mean, employees can't work if, like, they're not given jobs or they're not given, you know, a living wage or whatever. And then somebody else, some other guy responded, like, well, it's so sad that nowadays money is more important than work ethic. And I'm like, what are you talking
about? That makes no sense.
So I want to go work at McDonald's for work ethic, even though I don't get paid well. It's just a bizarre argument.
Yeah.
So anyway, then on this thread, of course, I found my new friend. And his name is Flat Earth Trucker. And I clicked on Flat Earth Trucker and it said, you must have an account to check out this person's profile.
So you created one.
I created an account.
Flat Earth Trucker.
To see Flat Earth Trucker. I needed to see more.
Jesus Christ.
So I created an account. I'm not telling anyone my username.
Please tell me your username.
No.
Christina, we're going to find out eventually.
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure I just said some random.
How could you possibly come to this podcast saying you made an account on a trucker blog and not tell us the name of the account that you made? Okay. This is so unfair. You know it. You're just embarrassed to say it.
Originally, I was going to make it Domed Earth Trucker, and then I was like, that's too stupid. So I think I wrote, I looked around my office, and I said, and I saw that moon crystal shelf, and I wrote, Seeing Stars, and that's my username. I just made it up.
It'll probably blend in, because one's going to see that and think.
It's generic.
Very.
Doesn't really mean anything. I don't have that username for any other platform.
Seeing Stars. Oh my goodness.
Right? Like, it's random enough?
It is very random.
So Seeing Stars went on a little mission, a little recon mission. And I went to find Flat Earth Trucker. And wow, does he have a robust profile. So Flat Earth Trucker, one of the most recent comments here, it's like a gun or a knife. Trucks don't kill people. Drivers or other drivers kill people. That was an argument he made.
What?
I don't know. But I love that the gun talk came right into play in a thread
anything to do with trucks right now? I don't know what the original thread was.
So
but
the original thread, I believe, was about like something dangerous happening with a truck, like an accident happened, and it's like, who's at fault? Is it like the is it something faulty with the truck? Is it the driver? And he said, it's like a gun. And it's like, no, it's not. Nobody brought guns into this except
you. That's a very different thing.
Like, you're the only one who's talking about guns here.
Okay, huh.
And so then here's another discussion with someone that Flat Earth Trucker had. He says, well, find water not in a container that has curvature. Can't be done. No curvature of the earth visible from any altitude without a fisheye lens. Water always flows downward. Yet on the globe Earth model, rivers would necessarily have to flow upwards on the sides of the globe. End of comment.
What? That makes no sense.
You don't say.
What the fuck? Wait, what?
Okay.
Wait. So they're saying there's no curvature in a body of water that you look at.
Yes, unless it's in a container. What? Okay.
That makes no sense. And they're like, unless it's from a fisheye lens, so... That's not true, though. I mean, obviously. I'm sorry. It bothers me. I'm just... Anyway.
Well, I think he's saying if you're looking out at the ocean, it's not round. Which is like, what?
Well, but it is. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, when
I don't
you
know what to tell
like,
you.
How do you explain a ship coming up and its mast? Like that was the original view of a ship coming from a distance and you see it coming over the horizon. Over the horizon.
Have you even heard about all the shit NASA makes up?
Unfortunately,
that's part I've of heard, it. Probably,
I've heard lots. Lots of shit.
I think maybe that's part of it.
So, what if this person goes into a hot air balloon? And okay, I don't know if a hot air balloon is a good example, but you know, or those weather balloons. Put your own camera that's not a fisheye lens and throw it up in a
weather
balloon.
They do that, and they're still
no, I know,
it's
but
not.
This person would probably say, "Oh, they must be using a fisheye lens." So this person should do their own.
No, but I feel like flat earthers do that, and then they're like, "See," and they like have some.
Weird explanation it's true. I've seen there's a Flat Earth documentary
that's I enjoyed. The one I watched.
And yeah, at the end they literally proved The flat earthers proved the earth is not flat in their own demonstration. Yep. They proved there's curvature because they used those lasers and they did a whole thing. Yep. And they made an excuse for why.
And then they said, oh, but that's blah, blah, blah. That's, yeah, exactly.
It's explained away by a new total shift of the goalposts.
And a lot of times it's because the government and NASA are lying, which is like, well, you can't really argue against or for whatever.
Thing to,
So also water flows downward, yet on the globe Earth model. Okay. Rivers would necessarily have to flow upwards. Okay.
Oh, makes no sense.
Like, what are you talking about? So then here's another forum. Not a forum, another forum, another thread.
You're right. I hate this. I don't know.
Sorry.
I mean,
I'm not sorry, but like, I'm sorry that Laura did this. I'm blaming Laura. So Sandy Ego wrote.
That's funny.
I know. Wrote. This forum is full of horrible people. Every time someone makes a topic, there are multiple people who respond just to insult or argue with the OP. Original poster. If you have something you are mad about, resolve the problem. If you can't resolve the problem, find a healthy outlet for your anger. Arguing and insulting people is not a healthy outlet. I'm posting this as a formal complaint. This forum is rancid. Please clean it up. Okay, so that's the end of the start of the thread. You can imagine how well this went. So this is a response from RB Boomer.
A-R-B-Y?
Like
the chain?
RB's Boomer? No. Just, I changed the letters around. It was LG Boomer. I don't know, something. RB Boomer. It is just truck people. Get used to it. You should hear what they're saying about you on the CB. End of response.
Oh my God. That's... So they're literally on these forums while talking to each other.
Gossiping.
Oh my, this is wild.
I mean, I think that's got to be a joke, right? Or do you think they're actually talking
about
each
other? I don't know.
I thought that was a joke. Like, you should hear what everyone's saying about you, which either way is very funny. Now, Cowboy Tim responded, well now, aren't you just a bright ray of sunshine? Let me offer you a nice, cool, refreshing glass of cherry Kool-Aid with a, like an R registered...
Oh, of course.
Trademark or whatever that R stands for.
Yeah.
So that's odd.
And that then was odd. What does that mean?
No idea. No clue. And then Flat Earth Trucker responded, I want your cherry Kool-Aid. Plenty of ice, please.
What is that? Okay, that at least seemed somewhat innocent. It seemed condescending, but...
It seems innocent and very sinister at the same
time.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I can't decide which it is.
Like, is it a Jim Jones reference? They didn't say flavor aid. Now, if they said flavor aid, there would clearly be a reference.
We're going to massacre you? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
They want to poison this person.
I mean, the Flat Earth Trucker
is
like, yeah, I want some of the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I don't know. So then here's a response from that same thread by No Exit. You know what they say? Go ahead and scream like a woman hitchhiking.
What the fuck? Did you report this to the police?
I got on my CB radio and I said, I have a formal complaint to make. No, that's why Seeing Stars made a thread and said, I have a formal complaint and I'm making it right here on this forum. This is how.
Oh my God.
And also, No Exit, that's their username. And then their photo is like a sign that says No Exit. So it's like very alarming already. You know what they say? Go ahead and scream. Like a woman hitchhiking to New Orleans for Mardi Gras and disappears forever.
This is so scary. This is so, so, so terrifying.
There's more.
No, there's not. Christina, this is terrifying.
I'm gonna cry.
This shouldn't be allowed.
God damn. Funny. It's so fucking
It's terrifying.
Scary. Like a woman hitchhiking to New Orleans for Mardi Gras and disappears forever. Go ahead and scream. No one will hear you. Parentheses. Bad humor.
I'm relieved. A tad bit relieved.
I think that's like a liability thing. Like he's like, just for my future court
maybe.
Date that I know is coming, I have to say this is a joke.
Maybe. But I feel like if you're truly like a true psychopath,
you wouldn't even bother
putting that. Oh my God. At least they admitted it's bad humor.
Like nobody
that
also,
is wild.
Like it went on for several more pages. Not one person acknowledged that comment. So
that's a very scary thought.
So Flat Earth Trucker also commented on this thread again after the Kool-Aid thing and wrote, "This site isn't rancid, it's just right." And then posted a meme of Jack Nicholson.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, so wait, there's no. The picture.
Okay, I see it. Yeah.
Oh. Says, "People think I go out of my way to piss them off. Trust me, it's not out of my way at all."
Oh my God.
And so that is the end of the forum digging that I did.
Yeah, I'm glad. The scary thing is, it's so clear that you very barely scratched the surface here.
Literally went through maybe two threads and then was like, this is enough for today.
Yeah, this is, it's alarming.
Yeah.
It's alarming.
I mean, just the whole Mardi Gras thing is so bad.
Oh, that's so scary. Why would your brain work that way?
I don't know.
Yikes. Okay.
I wonder what they're saying about him on the CB radio. I'm curious about that.
Your turn. Laura, I don't know. Just go away.
Thanks, Laura.
I have another one from Jubbits.
Oh, God. Okay.
This is a 1-star review by Booger. I did not make that up. "Rude as hell. My wife got thrown out of ladies' restroom for washing out a few dishes we had from cooking on our truck. And turkey-legged woman confronts the wife, says, 'You can't be doing dishes here. I guess you want us to just be nasty and destroy the truck lot like your personality destroyed your life. And you're working at a fuel stop. Good job, turkey legs.'" End of review.
Oh my God. This is one of the wildest ones I've ever heard.
Turkey legs. I was laughing so hard because I'm like, what is specific? Like chicken leg. Like I've heard like calling someone like chicken legs, but is turkey leg, is that a thing?
No. It also, seemed very like, at first, specific. I thought they were saying, like, we were cleaning turkey wings out of our dishes. Like,
yeah.
I literally thought that had to do with the
food.
Oh, no.
A turkey-legged woman confronts the wife.
You can't do dishes in here. What are you doing dishes in the bathroom?
I don't know where else you would do them. I don't really know how it works.
Why do you have dishes? Okay, because RV typically has like something like a sink, right? They're in a truck, I assume.
Yeah, I don't know if they're in a truck, an RV, or what, but they said, "I guess you want us to just be nasty and destroy the truck lot." So what I assume is most people wash out their dishes in the lot with a hose or something, or if they have water attachment on their truck. I don't know. I'm making all of this up as I go along, but I assume most people would not use the bathroom to wash their dishes
but
normally.
But also, like, if you're washing dishes off, like, you know how those bathroom sinks in a public bathroom have, like, little holes, and then you're putting food in there?
Yeah. No, I think those are clearly not meant
like,
for
like, this employee or
dishes.
Whoever, turkey leg or chicken leg or whoever, is going to have to scoop out, like, your gross food out of the sink. It's disgusting.
No, I agree.
Oh, God.
And then it says, like, your personality destroyed your life. Like, it's so unnecessarily
your personality
brutal.
And your turkey legs.
If I'm confronted for doing anything, I say, okay, I will never do this again. You're right.
Wow.
Absolutely. I don't know. You break their rules. And it's their rule. I don't know.
You got caught
doing something you weren't supposed
to
do. So
least...
why do you have to lash out this aggressively when someone... just
if you said like I was
rules, it's so weird
trying to wash my hands you know that you're not supposed to do that
turkey legs. I was laughing so hard. I don't know, it was just such a bizarre
I've never heard
oh
that.
My God, it was
I think
so
that might
bizarre
be one of the best ones you've ever brought to
thank
the
you,
table
thank you
wow. Turkey legs. I like how you
so
know, by the way, that they call her that forever now.
Yeah, remember
turkey
legs? That's so true.
Like,
I didn't
that poor
think
lady,
that.
Whatever that even means, I don't know, but they're going to call her that forever and ever, this poor woman.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, your personality ruined your life. Wow, that is harsh.
Right? I know.
I'm just, like, reeling.
So unnecessary, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't have any more because I ended up the forum. So.
Oh, good. Well, guess what? I've got a couple redemptions.
So. Oh, great.
So my first redemption, this is of 74 Fuel Stop in Harrison, Ohio. This is by Matthew. 5 stars. Nice little gas station with more than meets the eye. End of review.
No.
I don't know what it means, but...
I don't want to know. And if I saw that, I'd be like, what's the next stop on the highway? Let's skip this one.
I read that and I was doing research and talking to my friend Steven. And I read it and I was laughing so hard for some reason. And then I asked him And I was like, is this even funny? I just read this because he doesn't listen, so I wouldn't know. And I was like, is this funny? He was like, it sounds sexual. And I'm like, okay, that's good enough.
Oh,
for me.
I thought it did too.
Yeah, and I was like, that if that's how people take it, then they'll enjoy it. So
I mean, that's anything why that's sort of like secretive, like hints at something, mm-hmm. sounds like maybe there's a wink face at the end of it.
Well,
like,
speaking of which, here is a review of Pilot Travel Center in Walton, Kentucky. I would not be surprised if I have been there. This is a 5-star review by Bob. This place has more than just gas. I hear truckers love the showers and all. I just like the convenience to stretch and get more than just gas. End of review.
What on earth?
I don't know what's going
like,
on.
The
tone I'm reading it is very purposeful, but...
yeah, but if I read that, I'd be like, excuse me?
You're getting what now?
Like, if my friend or somebody was like, oh, I'm going to get gas and more, I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, it's like the like, convenience store come and go. You can just come and go. You get a little bit of everything.
Listener, oh my God.
Have you seen Come and Go's TikTok? Official
no.
TikTok?
That's pretty great,
it
though.
It is. It's literally just... they are clearly an employee, but they don't act... They act as if they're just someone who, like, they have TikToks where, like, oh, I hacked the come and go thing, and they make all these like cum jokes. It's bizarre.
Oh my God.
But it's official and it's really funny.
But it's official.
It is official.
That's how you know. Wow. Those were really uncomfortable. Thank you for that. Yikes. Okay.
Christina, you literally just read from the trucker's form and talk about uncomfortable. It was about kidnapping and hinting
that's
at the murder.
My comfort zone.
Of hitchhikers. And you're like, thanks for this stuff that made us uncomfortable that didn't even say anything bad. Yours was flat out terrible.
Flat.
You're giving me shit.
Earther.
Terrible.
Yeah. Okay, so this is my challenge. It was to find a review of a place of worship where the reviewer thought it was a different religion. And this is from Grace. And this was extreme. Well, it was really difficult only because... I don't know. I had a hard time searching for this. It's fine. This is a review of the Episcopal Church of St. Mary the Virgin. And I hope I completed the challenge. And this is in the Philippines. It's a 4-star review by...
Jeez, okay. You went all, like, you ventured
It's in
this.
Poblacion in the Philippines, to be more specific. And this is a 4-star review by Erica. Very serene. I thought it was a Catholic church, but it is still the house of our Lord. Well, when we went there, it was closed, so we just took pictures. End of review. And I read that, and I'm going to read this next one, because they have a similar air to them, and I don't know if you're going to notice it. This is a review of the Virgin Mary Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Cathedral. And this, I didn't write down where this was, but this is a review by Alan.
They both have virgin in them, is all I've noticed here.
Yeah, Mary the Virgin, like Jane the Virgin, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the same thing?
The
is that
show?
What Jane the Virgin's about? I don't really know.
It's a soap opera.
A soap opera about Jesus?
No. Mary the Virgin is a soap opera.
Oh, got it.
So, Virgin Mary Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Cathedral. And this is a review by Alan. 4 stars. It's a nice church, but I thought it was a Christian church, but it was not. So, we just head down to the Pentecost church. But the people who go there are very polite. A little distance, but polite. End of review.
Distance, like, what are you doing here?
So both of these to me were like, they had a similar air to me, which is basically like, technically they're still children of God.
It still counts, I guess. Like, well,
I guess I'll give them a pass.
I have a little bit of respect for them, but not my full respect.
God said it's okay. Don't get mad. You went in the wrong church. Don't worry.
Yeah,
you
like
can
they're
leave.
Trying to defend themselves or something.
We went, still the house of our Lord was the first one, even though it was not Catholic. And then the second one was, we thought it was Christian. Everyone was polite, but like pretty distant, but still, I guess, polite. So now this one's my favorite. This is pretty wild. And this is actually my last one, but it's really long. So this is of Kirtland Temple in Kirtland, Ohio.
Ooh, a temple.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm excited.
Do you have a guess as to what religion this would be?
Well, when I hear Kirtland is
I don't know what that is.
It's a city, I assume, because it's in Kirtland,
Ohio.
Oh, no,
I know. Sorry.
So when you first said Kirtland Temple, I thought, what the hell is a Kirtland? Where I was like, what is that?
I think of Kirkland, like Costco brand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. True, true, true.
Because it's spelled K-I-R-T-L-A-N-D.
Oh, yeah. Weird. So it's, okay.
Kirtland.
So when I think temple, I think Buddhist. Okay.
That wasn't even a nice.
Hindu temple.
We went to Catholic school. Our religion knowledge isn't super expansive, but it is.
Shintoism.
Shintoism. No, but I find Shinto. Okay, we'll talk about that another day. Let me tell you what I think of Shintoism. LDS.
Oh.
Latter-day Saints.
They're called temples?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So this is
like a Mormon temple?
Yep.
Huh. How did I not know that?
I don't know.
I feel stupid. Oh, well.
Did you ever watch that Netflix special?
Nope.
Oh, well, maybe that will teach you a thing or two.
That Netflix special.
So.
Okay, good. You don't know what you're talking
about. No, it's a Mormon temple,
perfect.
But it's called.
I'm glad neither of us know what we're talking about.
No, we do. I do. But it's called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, like, is like the religion. So maybe that's why you're saying you thought it was not a temple, but a church.
Yeah.
But it is a temple.
Okay.
But
no, I believe you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just surprised. I just didn't realize it was
You don't know what documentary
temple.
I'm talking about? It's called Murder Among the Mormons.
Nope.
What?
I have no idea what that is.
It's so good. Okay. Whatever. So, 4 stars by Sam of Kirtland Temple in Kirtland, Ohio. Worth a visit, even for Gentiles. Full disclosure, I am not LDS and am in fact ordained in another denomination. However, I have always been interested in the history of the Mormon movement.
Really quick. Even for Gentiles? Doesn't Gentile just mean not Jewish? So what does that have anything to do with the Church of Latter-day Saints?
I don't know.
I'm sorry for stopping us here. This is turned into a religious lesson.
I typed in Gentile
lesson.
And like it filled in Mormon for me because I just Googled
really?
Mormon temple.
I'm learning so much. This is good. This
Members
is good.
Regard themselves as Israelites, and Gentile is used to denote any person who is not of the house of Israel. Through blood, descent, or adoption
really?
By means of baptism into the LDS church.
Well, you know why? Do you know why?
Yes, I do know why. Let's not talk about it.
It's a song.
Oh, that's not what I thought.
What do you think? Oh, I know what you're thinking. No, I know what you're thinking.
That one's we're not going.
No. I'm thinking of that song, Gentile or Jew.
Yes. No, 1,000,000%.
Do, do,
Mark
do,
Friedman
do,
sang that in
do,
chapel.
Do.
With his guitar. Yeah, 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 yeah. yeah.
I had no idea that it was a little broader than just someone of the Jewish faith or not of the Jewish faith.
Yep. It's broader, apparently.
Cool.
He says,
I'm so sorry for derailing
this.
Listen,
I'm glad we have Google because it could have ended much more poorly, and I'm sure we'll still get descriptions of how I'm wrong, but whatever. However, I have always been interested in the history of the Mormon movement. Now, I'd like to add that they spelled Mormon M-O-R-M-A-N, which I'm like, you couldn't have been that interested.
Mormon and Barnacle Boy.
Mormon and Barnacle Boy. Stop. Okay. I've always wanted to see the Kirtland Temple. I didn't realize that it was no longer owned by the main LDS church, but by the Community of Christ, a splinter group led by Joseph Smith's son. So that's where it was like, I didn't realize it was
Joseph
not a...
Smith's the dude who found the plate.
Was it a plate?
I thought it was a plate.
Alexander, stop it. You're going to... I don't want to Google anymore. You should watch
our
documentary.
Twitter, our tweets, our ads are going to be fucking wild.
It's gonna be bad.
And I'm going to come back from my trip like, what the fuck did we talk about in that episode three weeks ago?
I don't know, for real, in 3 weeks, we're going to be so confused when all of a sudden everyone's like, actually, Joseph Smith. And we're like, what the hell are you telling me about Joseph Smith? Okay. A splinter group led by Joseph Smith's son. It is amazing that it is still standing at all after all this time and that it is so well preserved. One would think that if the townspeople hated the Mormons so badly, they would have destroyed their precious temple as soon as they passed the county line on their way west. I also have serious issues with the Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthoods.
Oh, you and me both, friend. That's
ironic.
A joke because I have no idea what we're talking about.
Not ironic, like A-A-R-O-N, like Aaron.
A-A-R-O-N.
Aaronic.
Okay.
And Melchizedek priesthoods, and the Book of Mormon, and the Pearl of Great Price. Be that as it may, the temple is a beautiful building and cost a great deal of expense and effort to construct. One important historical note is that a certain Brigham Young joined the church in Kirtland and constructed the windows for the temple as well as doing a lot of the wood carving. Our guide was practically drooling over an old window on display on the third floor, which was mainly used as a school. He said when they scraped the old paint off, they found the initials BY on the frame. I looked again, and just saw random scratches. However, I also don't buy the story that Joseph Smith and Newell saw an angel come through the window and consecrate the temple. It was quite fascinating to sit in Joseph Smith's office and see the cubbyhole where he kept some Egyptian mummies he had bought. Did he know they would soon have to leave the beautiful building, family, and friends behind to move on to Missouri and Illinois, and that he himself would be pulled from a jail cell and lynched? Like, no, Sam, I don't think he knew that.
I don't think he did. Well, supposedly Jesus knew what was going to happen to him, so why not?
Well, supposedly, you're right. Like, he probably knew more than most of us do about our fate, if what they say is true. So maybe he did know. Do you like that? I said what they say.
If what they say is true.
Wow, that's the most sweeping statement.
That's why I laughed right there. That was. Sound ridiculous.
I'm trying to be as broad. Okay.
Yeah, broad strokes. So all these people don't hate us. This is fascinating. I'm actually enjoying this review quite a bit.
I know. I think this person
seems like a scholar, and
like slightly funny, because he's just like, I looked and looked and looked, and like it's literally just scratches. There's no initials. Like Brigham Young didn't really sign this. When I'm like.
But I do like they have a skepticism, not a flat out disbelief. It's more of a skepticism about things like an angel coming through the window to consecrate the building. It seems
this person
is trying to be very respectful while also laying out some facts. That's interesting.
Did he know? Okay, I'm not going to read that whole sentence again. But basically, did he know he would have to leave his family behind, move to Illinois, and pulled from a jail cell and lynched? The stucco that used to cover the building so it gleamed in the sun is gone now, but the building is still impressive. Many of the Mormons in our tour group were moved to tears or prayer as the tour ended by singing a Mormon hymn facing the famous window. End of review.
Oh, well, that would be my cue to leave.
No,
I'm sorry.
He's over there like taking pictures of like the mummy cubby and they're like all crying.
If shit like that's free, I'd hop in. I'd be like, cool, let me see what you got to say. This seems fun. I would love to see it. Architecture sounds kind of interesting, I suppose. But the moment people start singing, I'm out of there.
Because we've had enough singing, religious singing for a lifetime.
Yeah. I can go to church for free any day of the week. I don't need that in my life.
Allison and I went to the San Diego Mormon Battalion site in San Diego. Have you been there?
Nope.
It is so cool. It was a little wild because it is like definitely run by the LDS Church, but it's so fascinating. They tell the story of like how they moved west.
Mm-hmm.
It's like definitely a religious tone for obvious reasons. But like even for quote unquote Gentiles, it was very interesting.
You two have talked about that a lot.
Yes, yeah. It's fascinating. And we got some great like little touristy photos we got to watch like a little animated movie about it.
To be fair, what I think is one of the coolest colored buildings in LA is run by the Church of Scientology.
I know, I knew you were going to say that.
Giant purple color. I love the purple. And everything else about it, I dislike.
That's how they get you.
That's how they all... I walked in there, stumbled in, like, man, I love
purple.
This place. Purple. Got through all the security. There's so many people, and I didn't know what was going on. They all were dressed the same. Oh, I said, oh, you love the color purple here.
And they said,
we don't know.
Hand over your Zoloft. You're one of us now. And then I said, oh, I can't handle him without that. Please give it back. Just kidding. So that's all I have for... I thought the church was run by someone different or a different religion.
That was good. I actually really, really enjoyed that last one.
Oh, good. Because I had fun with that last one, too. And I was like, wow, this is educational and entertaining all at the same time.
When you started, you said, this one's my favorite. And I said, why is she putting the favorite just in the middle? And then you said, and my last one. I was like, oh, okay, good.
It's the pinnacle.
Best for last. Okay. And yeah, you did. I loved that. That was really fun.
Thank you. Well, thank you to Grace for that. And thank you to... Who did we say did the... Why did I do this?
Jay,
who didn't actually give the theme.
Yeah, so no one did. So, Jay, you can't be mad at us.
It was me all along.
Yeah, it was you.
And I didn't even read a Bucky's one. So...
Because Bucky's isn't a truck stop, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It's like a convenience store gas station.
I think they have truck parking, don't
really?
They?
Really? I don't know.
Okay, don't.
Maybe.
Don't.
I've never been to one.
You guys, I'm going to look it up in 4 seconds. Please don't tweet about it.
3 weeks from now, it's going to be Bucky's Truck Forums and Joseph
Mormons.
Smith. I'm not ready for it right now, and I certainly will be less ready for it in 3 weeks. But Still, you can find us on Twitter at Beach2Sandy.
But we still want to hear from you.
Yeah. So, anyway, thank you all. We might be still accepting reviews for the theme and challenge for the next couple episodes. So check that out on Twitter. We'll have our due date deadline. You can email those at beach2sandy@gmail.com.
They do not allow 18-wheelers.
They do not at Buc-ee's. Okay, so don't add us. And don't bring your 18-wheeler to Buc-ee's.
I will know that you didn't finish the episode. And I will not be happy.
Yeah.
If you tweet
true,
me.
True. You're going to get called out. And then, yeah, beach2sandy@gmail.com is our email. And then you can find us on Instagram and Twitter, beach2sandy. And we love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you when Zini gets back home from his long venture. Did he know he would have to leave his family and all the stucco behind? let's hope that's the end of this story.
I hope that's the last thing that happens. Okay.
All right, bye. See you.